Hey everyone, welcome to All About the Joy. I'm Carmen, your host, and this is another episode of Carmen Talk. I want to first give a shout out to my lovely crew and neighborhood friends who stopped by on Thursday night on the live stream that happens every Thursday night, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. And as always, we always have Rick Costa on the show, so I appreciate him. Cynthia, thank you for coming on and hanging out. Tony D was in the house and he wasn't sure he'd be able to make it, and I asked him if he could stop on by, and he did. So I'm really grateful to him. And also, I want to give a shout out to Charlie Matera, who did his due diligence to hang out with us for a few minutes. We always love when he stops by. And again, I want to let you all know that you should definitely check out the live stream from this Thursday. It was really fun and an enlightening conversation, as always, and funny, but also poignant. And also, there are two live streams. They're not live streams. I did two private lounges with Charlie Matera that really talk about his career and his life here in Hollywood. So they're really fun. So check those out. And yeah, I want to get back to some things we were talking about during the live stream, specifically just kind of doing a little jumping off point from Gary V's Instagram video that I will put in the show notes if you'd like to check that out. But basically, he was talking about if you are someone who is continuously looking for hate, you're going to find it, right? If you're pessimistic, if you're a cynical person, you're going to find that in the world. He was kind of just pinpointing that those of us that don't try to be optimistic, that don't try to be positive, we tend to get what we look for. We tend to get what we give, right? But I started thinking about this the other day, and you know, especially as an actor, it's a really interesting thing when you take on a character that you think is a bad person. So when you first start acting classes or whatever, nobody really wants to play the villain. And usually people that want to play the villain, you're like, okay, you're a weirdo, right? Like somebody who's like jumping up and down to play a murderer in your first acting class, you're kind of like, okay, you're a weirdo. Don't you want to play the hero? Because we all want to play the hero, right? So what I learned in acting class, and I think is really kind of important in this conversation, is this. When somebody is playing a murderer, when you take on that character in an acting class, you have to find a reason for why that person is going to murder or hurt or do a crime. Most people, unless you're an absolute sociopath, that's a whole other level of thinking on, you know, I don't know how to go about explaining that kind of situation, but let's just go with, even in your own life, if you've ever stolen anything, you know, when you were a kid, I mean, I stole $5 before when I worked at Little Peach, right? And I would do it every once in a while when I needed money till I got caught. I didn't think I was doing a crime. I didn't think it was a big deal. I didn't think anybody would notice it. And I needed the money. I needed the $5, you know, until I got caught. And I felt really guilty and bad. But while I was stealing the $5 from Little Peach is like a 7-Eleven, for those of you who don't know what Little Peach is. But back, I don't even know if they exist anymore, but back in the day, they used to be like the little convenience stores, you know? But I worked at this convenience store for a little bit, and I would go hang out there when somebody else was working there. And I would watch the cash register when they would like go to the bathroom or whatever. And every once in a while, like if I rang somebody up, I would, you know, take $5. And I never took more than $5 a week, because I was smart enough to know, at least I thought I was, that if you take more than that, they're going to notice it, right? It's not going to just be a mistake. But anyways, clearly I shouldn't have done it to begin with. My point is I didn't go into it thinking, oh, I want to commit a crime, right? It came from a place of, I need something. What's the easiest way to get that something? Most of us don't realize that we're being pessimistic, or that we're being angry, or that we are being cynical in the world, because those are very negative things. And we don't ever think we do anything wrong, right? We are all just human beings doing the best we can. And what ends up happening more times than not is we just know that we're doing good, but it's being seen from other people as bad. And there is the disconnect. I was thinking about Gary V's Instagram post, and I'm sure he has it on all of his other social media. And I realized, you know what? There's a part to this that's just missing. He's absolutely right. And any of you who know me know that I absolutely think Gary V's amazing, and I hope someday I get to meet him. But the problem is that most people don't think they're pessimistic. Most people don't think they're cynical. Most people don't think that they're negative people in the world. I don't know anybody who embraces the idea that they walk around being negative or pessimistic or violent or whatever, you know? And I'm not saying that those things are all the same. I'm saying when we do something bad as human beings, we don't even think we're doing something bad because there's always some logical reasoning that we have for doing it. And so when you're an actor, when you're trying to figure out how to play a role that is a villain or a monster or a horrible human being or somebody who does a crime, that's why it becomes so intriguing. And that's why people always want to play those roles, because you have to try to figure out a way to understand why that person is doing what they're doing. Even the crazy sociopath, you got to figure out reasonings, right? You got to figure out the logic. You got to figure out the backstory. You got to understand why the person is about to commit a crime or commit a murder. And so that's what's intriguing when you're an actor. But even in our own lives, when we are living a life and it is not the way in which we want it to be, and we have more people angry with us than not, or we are constantly crying or sick or depressed or feeling angst all the time, it's probably because we're not aware of our own interactions with the world and what we're doing. It is possible that you don't mean to be cynical, but you are cynical because you're not paying attention to how you're behaving in the world. Like, here's a great example. I know that there are people who continuously, on social media especially, all you have to do is go on TikTok and look at any comment section of any video. There might be 1% of videos that won't have this, but no matter what video somebody posts, it doesn't matter who it is, you're going to go read comments, and I guarantee you, you are going to find somebody who finds something wrong, bad, or negative to say about whatever the video is, even if it's like just a kitty cat purring. So people who are continuously writing things and reacting to things without thinking about how their behavior is reflecting in the world are those people that tend to be really, really negative and cynical. If all you can see is the bad part of things when it happens instead of the positive, if all you can do is deal with the jealousy you have of whoever it is you see posting something on TikTok, or somebody who has a great podcast, or somebody who looks better than you, or somebody who speaks better than you, if all you can do is be that negative person and want to step on that person or be mean to that person, you are being a negative human being. You are cynical. You are pessimistic. You are not doing your due diligence to be a better person. And look it, I said on the live stream on Thursday, and I believe this to be true because I know it is, you have to work really, really hard to be a good person. We are all just human beings, and that's okay. But the societal nature of what happens with us as the environment around us is also influential in who we are as grownups or as teenagers or as young adults or as old people. All of that has an influence on us. And because it does, we are constantly thinking about ourselves first. There is nothing wrong with thinking about ourselves first. We really do have to be able to do that in order to protect ourselves, right? We can't just randomly be walking down the street and not paying attention to what's around us because we could get into an accident, right? We're trying to make sure we're looking and crossing the street, making sure nobody's going to hit us because we want to protect ourselves all the time. The problem with that is you can't walk in the world and interact with other people and constantly, all the time, only be worried about yourself. How you interact with people matters. If you're going to cross the street and all you're going to do is only worry about yourself but not care about the little kid who's about to cross the street, who didn't see the 18-wheeler that's about to run them over, and you do nothing, who are you then? Who are you then, right? So listen, I know this is a little bit out there, but it enrages me that so many people more and more every day are falling victim to being victims. It bothers me more and more every day that I see so many people continuously blaming others for their own plight in life. So there are so many people, especially on social media, but even in my workplace, that their constant gripe is about how bad they have it. And in my head, I'm thinking, if this is so miserable for you, if you are that miserable, change your circumstance or change your attitude. Like, I can't help you be a happier person. You know, I can't help you have joy. I can't do that for you. I can't make you happy. I can give you a bonus, That'll make you happy for the paycheck that you get it for till you spend it. But after that, you are the only person who can dig deep and figure out, why is it in every part of my life I have people who dislike me? Why is it in every part of my life I have people who don't care about me? How come nobody invites me to all the parties? How come nobody tells me about the travel they're about to do or about the things that are about to happen, or there's a birthday party and nobody invited me? Why is it that I'm alone, right? These are great questions to ask yourself, because here's the answer. You are the common denominator in all of your situations. You cannot change anybody else in the world. I cannot make Gary V do anything. I can't make Tony D or Rick Costa or Cynthia do anything they don't want to do. I can ask them. I can try to influence them. I can try to make them believe that if they do A, they'll be happier with B. But what I can do without a doubt, without fail, is change myself. I can change me. I can change the way in which I interact in the world. I can take steps to, instead of being so self-absorbed, right, about everything it has to do, instead start thinking, how are my actions? How is my comment? How is my delivery? How is my angst towards other people being taken by those people? Do people understand me when I say A, B, C, or D? Do people get me? Like, am I saying what needs to be said correctly so that people are interpreting what I mean to say? Because clearly there's a disconnect. If people are angry with you all the time and it's not just one person, guess what? It might be you. It might be you. And so what I would suggest is to sit down. Listen, I think it's really important for people to write by hand. I know it's really difficult for a lot of people because people have lost this ability, or they don't teach it in schooling. I don't know what's going on with everybody using computers and texting or whatever. This is how I do a self-analysis of myself on a pretty regular basis, okay? I use a pen and paper. There's something tactile about that rhythm. And for some of you, it'll be really new and something you don't do, but I'm telling you, get away from your iPads and your computers and your phones and your TV and whatever else, your AirPods, whatever. Just put all that aside. Give yourself just 20 minutes to sit down with a piece of paper and a pen in the quiet. And, you know, if you live by the beach like I do, go sit on the beach and do it. Or, you know, sit on your porch or whatever it is in your room. It doesn't matter. And just start writing. And it doesn't matter what you write, but just start writing. And then at some point, start saying, I like this. I believe that. I want this. I do that. Da, da, da. Just go and keep writing, 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 writing all those things. And then write, how do I get this? How do I get that? How do I buy a car? How do I get more friends? How do I have better grades in school? How do I have better coworkers at work? So then you do that part of it. It just goes with the flow. Just go, how. And then answer those questions. How do I buy a car? Well, the way I'm going to buy a car is if I make more money, right? I have to make more money to have a better income so I can buy the car that I want, right? So I'm using that as an example. How do I make more friends? You have to start thinking about that. And the next question would be, why don't I have enough friends? Why don't I have enough friends? But I'm saying, if you want more friends, why don't you have more friends in your social circles? If all you're doing is fighting with people on a regular basis, baby, those are not friends. If people are making you cry all the time, that's not a friendship. I don't know why that is so difficult for people to understand. As you go through the writing, just let yourself breathe. Get into an exercise of trying to do that. First, in the beginning, just try to do it once in a while. Then do the writing once a week. I'm telling you, the more that you do something that is about learning about who you are by asking yourself questions, asking your own self some truths, you're going to get better at understanding how people perceive you. And here's the thing. You make little tiny adjustments. There's nothing wrong with who you are. That's not what this is about. There's nothing wrong with who you are as a human being. But if you want more out of life, if you want more joy out of life, if you want to be more optimistic and experience what life is like, I mean, look, here's the crux of it. You know what? It just hit me as I'm trying to record this. It doesn't matter what my financial situation is. It doesn't matter what the weather is. It doesn't matter how much work I have on my table or in my schedule. It doesn't matter whether I'm, you know, visiting family or not visiting family or talking to people or not talking to people, you know, for whatever reasons, people, you know, you take time off, whatever. I am always in a really good space of positivity. I am always in a place of joy, like, because I'm always excited about what's next. And even if I'm laying on the couch, like, it's so funny. I was just talking to one of my best friends the other day. We were having this really great conversation about how I'm doing. And I told her there's all these things going on that are stressing me out or whatever. But at the end of the day, what I was focused on was that we had this great ability to have a conversation because it had been such a long time since we had this time. So I was actually really happy. And she was even like, yeah, you know, it's just life. We're getting older, blah, blah, blah. But there was no hatred in my heart about anything that's going on in my life. It's just stressful because I have to deal with a lot of stuff at work right now in two different offices. I'm thinking about buying a really expensive car and I don't want to spend the money, but I think it's time to buy a new car. Like, there are just all these things that are starting to stress me out. And I realize, like, they're stressing me out, but they're not making me a negative person. Like, they're not making me angry or angst or anything like that. And I'm telling you, it doesn't matter how much people know me when I had a lot of money. People know me when I had no money. Right now, I'm in like that middle space where I'm all right, even though I have to keep working. But I think most people would agree that I am always in this same state of okayness. People do not make me cry anymore. I learned that lesson a long time ago. And the reason why people don't make me cry anymore is because when people don't want to be in my life, I let them go. I realize it's not about me. It's about you. You got to do what you got to do. I ain't worried about it. Bye. You know, if you are, so it doesn't hurt me anymore because I look at it from the positive point of view. If you're somebody who has to move on or you hate me or you don't like me or whatever, vaya con Dios. And the reason why I say that is because when you leave, that opens up a whole other space in my life. I want good energy. I want people who want to be in my life. I want people who make me a better person. I want people who are positive and joyful and supportive. I want people who, even if they don't agree with my dreams or even think my dreams are valid, are going to be there on the sidelines cheering me on. That's what I want in my life. And I'm going to work hard all the time to stay in that place of positivity. Here is the thing that people don't understand. Once you get into the rhythm of understanding that the world does not revolve around you and that you can do a better job of being a really good and decent human being by working on yourself and changing yourself, it becomes instinctual. It takes time, but it becomes really easy. You start to be more considerate of others in other bigger, more fascinating ways. And it is an amazing journey when you turn around and start to understand that you are not the most important thing on the planet, but you become a really important person in other people's lives because they realize you care about them. And I cannot tell you how transformative it is to understand that I can only be a really good, great, wonderful human being if the people around me are okay and healthy and fine and great and happy too. And what we do when tragedy happens or something happens and we have to lean on others, we're there with strength to walk each other through those moments. That's what's fascinating about the human spirit. That's what's magical. And I'm not going to say it's magical because I know it's not magic. I know it's hard work and it's courage. It takes a lot of courage to realize that you are the problem. You are the problem in your own life. Imagine that. The reason why your life sucks is because you're not working on it. You just keep thinking everybody else around you is going to change. That's not how it works. So go back into, I don't care if you have to pretend you're an actor, go back into being an actor and figuring out a way to analyze who you are in the world. And then figure out a way to see if what you think you're portraying in the world is actually what people are perceiving. Now, don't get it twisted. It is not my job to make sure you receive me well, okay? Like, I am who I is, and whether you like me or not, that's your business. I don't care. But that's not what we're talking about. If you are not happy in your life, if you can't find more joy in your life than not, if you are not in a place of okayness and contentment, If you are finding yourself fighting with people all the time, or always commenting negatively, or always doing thumbs downs to everybody's videos or everybody's, you know, blog post or whatever it is, if your whole journey in life is to be hateful and vindictive, if you see that and you realize that people are always angry with you, that's why you want to do a self-analysis and make sure that the way in which you think you're coming across is actually the way people perceive you. I can't tell you how many people, especially women, are, you know, they believe themselves to be such strong and powerful women and independent and whatever. And these people are not, you know, like they're absolutely not. And it's usually a really good clue to me that somebody who says that about themselves is usually a person who is not any of that. I know that's counterintuitive, but most people that I believe who are really strong and powerful women don't talk about themselves that way, right? They don't say that about themselves. So going back to the Gary Vee video that he posted on social media, if you are somebody who is looking to be pessimistic, cynical, who is angry in the world, he didn't say angry, I am saying that, who is constantly in a negative space, if that's what you're continuously putting out there, that's what you're always going to get back. And if you don't think you're doing that, but you feel like the world is against you or people are against you, then you have to go in and do a self-analysis of who you are, because there's a disconnect. You actually probably are not portraying yourself the way you think you are in the world. And all it takes is a little bit of courage to turn around and sit down and write and write and write. And look, maybe writing isn't anything. Maybe you talk into a tape recorder or something. Okay, I just aged myself by tape recorder, but whatever, on your phone or whatever, and you listen back to it. Whatever it is, what I'm saying is, ask yourself those questions. Find a way to do a self-analysis and figure out for yourself why you're reacting the way you are to things. Why are you not being more positive? If you hate someone so much, I'll say this. If you hate someone, like I had this ex-boyfriend who I was absolutely in love with, and everyone knows the story. He cheated on me, blah, 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 whatever. He made a fool of me. And, you know, I was so upset and angry about the whole ordeal. For years, I swear to God, years. But he never knew that. I mean, he never, ever knew that. But all my friends knew it, okay? They all knew it. But it took me a long time to realize that actually what was more important to me was trying to figure out why I was attracted to such a scumball. Like, why was I so attracted to somebody who honestly didn't deserve me? But it made me ache, and it was so painful, and it made me so negative because I was so angry with him. And for the longest time, I thought it was all him. But it wasn't him. It was me. It was me because I chose him and he didn't deserve me. And let me tell you, this is like 4 years of me in deep therapy with myself, trying to come to understanding that I chose badly, but I fell in love with him, right? So that's kind of the same thing. It's like I had to do a self-analysis of why am I still lingering? He cheated on me. I walked away. We don't talk to each other. Why am I still holding on to this man in my head? And in my heart. And then I realized it's because I chose badly. And it took a lot of courage for me to admit it was ultimately that was my fault. I mean, I didn't know going into it, but I also didn't want to see all the signs. I didn't want to see exactly what was right in front of me. So if you can do a self-analysis of yourself, and by the way, I do this on a pretty regular basis because I want to check myself. I want to make sure I'm trying to be the best person I can be. You know, I also like to write. So, you know, there is that, but don't let that dissuade you. It takes a lot of work to be a good person. I think at the end of the day, and I don't have any social scientific stuff to back this up, but this is just my experience. People who don't do a self-check on themselves every once in a while tend to be people who are not happy. People who do not do a little overall analysis of who they are, who their friends are in their lives, what they do, the connections they have, why are they in this situation and not in that situation? When you don't do a self-analysis and take responsibility, because that's what it is, take responsibility for your own life, you tend not to be a really great person because you're always blaming other people for your life, even though other people don't give a shit about your life. Nobody cares about your life. Nobody. Nobody cares about your life. After a certain age, even your parents are like, dude, I've done what I had to do. It's time for you to move on. You know what I mean? Like, other than your parents, maybe, but I'm just saying, at some point, you cannot keep thinking that everything revolves around you. It has to be that you are here in the world. And, you know, people aren't going to like this either, but I always feel like I am here of service. Let me say that again. I am here of service. what is my contribution to this planet going to be? What's my contribution to this day going to be? What's my contribution to this day at work, this day with my friends, this day on this podcast, this day on this live stream, this day in this writing? What is my contribution going to be? I am here of service to give whatever gifts I have, no matter how small, no matter how large. I am here to do the best I can and to share myself, the best parts of who I am, with everyone else. So how do I do that? How do I do that? How do I do that every day to the best of my ability? And when I mess up and when I fuck up, because I do, because I'm human, am I able to take responsibility for that as well? Am I able to say, you know what? I made a mistake and I need to fix that. I need to rectify it. That is how you learn and know that you are being the best human you can be, when you are doing a self-analysis of who you are in the world and making sure that you are more considerate of the people around you and understanding that not everything is their fault. Not everything is everybody else's fault. If you are miserable every day, if you are the common denominator in every one of your situations, I'm just going to give you an idea that maybe you're the problem. So work on that, okay? Work on that. Listen, I have faith in the human spirit. I really do. People hate when I say that. Not people, but people think I'm kind of hokey and dorky about it. But I really do. I believe in the best in people, you know? I believe that we can be better human beings every single day. And I think the fascinating thing about human beings is that we grow every day. We want to be smarter, better. We want to do more. That's not the same when you look at other species. And, you know, I'm not going to go off on a tangent here, but I'm just saying, what is the whole point of being here if it's not to be your best and most beautiful self? What's the point? I don't know. But think about all that. I'd love to get some feedback. Please, please, please join us on the live stream. We'd love to hear from you. We're there on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. Listen to the podcast. It always posts on a Sunday. And check out our clips on all of our social media. Check out AATJoy.com or allaboutthejoy.com or AATJoy.com. You can check us out, find all our links there. We're on YouTube, LinkedIn. Hey, LinkedIn, love you. Facebook. We're on Twitch. And yeah, you can also check out my website, CarmenSuarez.com or allaboutthejoy.com. And that's it. Thank you so much. We'll see you again next week. And hey, remember, it really is all about the joy. Thanks for stopping by All About the Joy. Be better and stay beautiful, folks. Have a sweet day.